Being older doesn't stop you looking for adventure. And if you are, look no further. With contemporary stylish lines, a lightweight chassis, and a top speed of a cool 8 miles an hour, why not head out on the highway with the T740 mobility scooter? Go on, you know you were born to be wild.
Back pain, neck pain, leg pain. Yeah, me too. But bath time fun isn't just for the young, and Aqualux has the walk-in bathing system for you. Why not join me in a sensuous, steamy soak in non-slip safety? You know you want to. I love my tennis, but as I've got older, tennis doesn't love me.
Oh!
That's why I use Inflammagel. Just rub Inflammagel where it hurts and be back on court in no time.
Yes!
Inflammagel. Game, set, and match.
No.
What do you mean, no? I don't understand.
What's not to understand? N-O, no.
I'm offering you a job.
You're offering me a casting for a job.
The casting's just a formality.
A self-tape is never a formality, and Frances hates filming me perform in her bedroom, which means I have to prop the phone on a pile of books, then film myself, which is a pain in the backside.
Depends what you're performing. Also, why can't you film in your own bedroom?
My room's full of eclectic objets d'art.
You mean it's a bloody mess?
I've got Rococo tastes in interior decor.
You mean it's a bloody mess?
Frances is the minimalist.
You mean she tidies up while you live like a superannuated student?
As I was officially still a lodger in my semi-detached wife's house, Morris wasn't far off the mark.
Okay, forget the self-tape. They know your recent work. I'll convince them you're the man for the job.
But I don't want the job.
Of course you want it.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Is it panto season already?
Oh, come on, Charles. You're a perfect fit for this gig. I'll go back to them, say you don't do castings anymore, take it or leave it.
What if they take it?
The gig's yours.
But I don't want it.
Oh, for...
You only want me to do it for the money.
Forgive me. I was under the misapprehension you were a professional. Or have you discovered a revolutionary new way to live on air?
I'm just a cash cow to you.
If only.
You bourgeois capitalist running dog.
Keep it for the next NEC meeting, comrade.
Imperialist lackey exploiting the working man.
I can't exploit a working man who won't work. Come on. What is it? You've either been cited in a will or won the lottery.
Have none of your clients ever said no to you?
Only clients who could afford to say no.
There's a time in life when a man has to draw the line.
What line?
A line in the sand. A line which will not be crossed. I am now drawing that line.
What the hell are you talking about?
My career.
What career?
Exactly.
That came out wrong. Obviously you've got a career.
But it's going in the wrong direction and I've got to do something about it before it's too late.
You want to talk about your career?
You are my agent.
Don't remind me.
I'm getting typecast.
I know actors who would kill to be typecast.
As a romantic lead or an action hero, not a variation on a theme of osteoporosis. I'm still young.
Ish.
I get out of bed in the morning with a lust for life.
Really?
You don't think I've got a lust for life?
I don't think you get out of bed in the morning.
Sometimes mid-morning. Always before lunch. Often before lunch. The point is, I'm here, in the world, of the world. I'm not ready for the actor's care home.
Just as well. You couldn't afford it. On the other hand, if you agree to this job...
No.
So, because of ego and vanity, you'd rather not work at all?
It's not ego or vanity. Maybe a bit of ego and a bit of vanity, but it's mainly about art. Don't say it like that.
Like what?
Like you're holding your nose against a bad smell. I'm a man of talents.
Was that a plural?
In the business, I'm known as a triple threat.
Drinks, smokes, eats junk food.
I act, I sing, I dance.
Let's agree on act.
I've accepted the fact that I'll never play Lear, but there's life in the old dog yet. An actor can survive a month without food and a week without water, but no actor can survive without hope. Come on, Morris. One decent job every 40 years shouldn't be difficult for an agent of your calibre.
Well, if you put it that way. And in the meantime, if you do reconsider...
I won't.
You know, now I'm retired...
You're not watching that advert again.
I was one take away from nailing it.
Time to tinker about in the shed while the Mrs. Potter's in
the garden. I pottered about as much as you tinkered.
Of course, none of us wants to think about death, but you don't want to lumber your loved ones with big funeral costs. That's why I've signed up with walktowardthelight.org.
Walktowardthelight.org.
Promise to cover the cost of my funeral plan, even if I die before I've paid in full. So my loved ones are covered. And I can enjoy my shed.
Your very good health. Oh. Remember, inflation may reduce the value of your benefit amount. Oh. Terms and conditions.
Charles Paris, the friendly face of mortality on daytime TV.
Death's the only thing keeping me alive at the moment.
You haven't even got a shed.
You have.
When have you ever tinkered in it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Ooh. Note to self, deep clean shed.
Please.
So much for laying down the law with Morris.
I did this ad on the strict understanding that he finds me a part that doesn't involve a fawn cardi.
That actress looked familiar. The one playing your garden pottering missus.
Oh, Calcutta, Felix Toe Rep.
Not Kay Walbrook.
Kit off Kay, enthusiastically liberated even for the 70s. One production of Lady Windermere's Fan, the director begged her to keep her kit on.
I remember her being very,
I know.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
Yes, Frances, I remember what she was like. I performed face to cleavage with her for 3 weeks before Mary Whitehouse tried to have us shut down and sent the ticket sales through the roof. Oh, the permissive society.
Thank goodness we've moved on.
Yeah.
Charles?
Absolutely.
Take a beta blocker.
No, long live the new Puritanism.
And now she plays respectable grannies.
She is a granny, just not that respectable given her anecdotes.
We grannies need to fight for our right to partay.
Partay?
I don't know either, but I do know none of us are getting any younger.
In my eyes, you're still the chick in a cheesecloth shirt and loon pants.
The chick's now a mother hen and you'd better get those cataracts checked. Anyway, I've got a big zero looming.
I know. What do you want for your birthday?
To forget it's my birthday.
Don't be like that.
Actually, I have been compiling a bucket list.
Even I can afford a bucket, and as it's a special birthday, I'll push the boat out and go galvanised.
Do who?
What's on the list?
None of your business.
But it's dolphins. Do you think middle-aged dolphins are desperate to walk with humans?
There are no dolphins on my list, and as it goes, I've already ticked off one of them.
What?
You'll mock.
I won't mock.
You're a mocker.
I promise not to mock.
I've signed up for dance classes.
Seriously?
I said you'd mock.
Look at my face, mock-free zone. What sort of dance? What? Again?
Ballroom dancing.
Shut the foxtrot up.
Here we go.
As in Strictly Come.
That's a card in a phone box.
As in sequins like her and fake tan.
As in cha-cha-cha and the American smooth.
Is that a dance or men with no body hair? If you just want to get up close and personal with a shiny man, I could depilate.
I don't want that image in my head. Charles Paris, Manscaped Gardener.
Please tell me you're getting a spray tan.
What I'm going to get is up close and extremely personal with a fit young dancer called Jesus.
Cougar.
Sticks and stones, Grandad. Now, I'm going to buy some dance gear while you sit on your backside measuring your life in coffee spoons and watching Talking Pictures TV with the other nostalgia junkies.
Nostalgia's not what it was. Anyway, I'm waiting for Morris to call.
Don't hold your breath!
Let's see what's on. I might be in it.
Now on Talking Pictures TV, The Wrong Arm of the Law with Nanette Newman, Peter Sellers,
Come
John
on,
the Measurer,
Morris.
And Lionel Jeffries.
Give us a call. Weeks had passed since I'd laid down my demands to Morris, and as storm clouds gathered, I did what jobbing actors do when they feel cut off and isolated.
One double scotch and a bag of chilli nuts.
After another week of resounding silence, Frances invited me to her aquarobics class, but I didn't want to chance an hour away from my phone, so instead...
Double espresso, double fried egg, bacon, sausage, black pudding, white pudding, hash browns, beans, mushrooms and tomatoes on fried bread with a side order of white toast.
I did ask for wholemeal.
Someone's on a health kick.
On average, three people a year are killed by lightning in the UK, which begged the question, was I more likely to be fried in a storm than hear from my agent? Gambling on the latter, I grabbed an umbrella and went for a long walk to explore the possibilities for an actor of my age.
Go on then, Lord. Have your fun. Punish me for reading The God Delusion. Blow winds and crack your cheeks. Rage. Blow, you cataracts and hurricanoes. Hello.
Thank you very much. We're seeing a few people, but we'll be in touch.
No, you won't, you two-faced, disingenuous liar.
Is that your usual response at auditions?
Only inside my head.
Where are you?
Under a tree, in a storm, holding an umbrella next to some scaffolding. And a black cat just ran past, narrowly avoiding death.
You should fly a kite while you're at it.
All I need for the perfect day, you phoning with a facetious remark.
Why are you roaming the streets?
Not roaming, scoping. I've had an idea to set up as a tour guide.
Tour of what?
Soho, theatrical drinking dens of oldie London townie, governor.
You mean a paid pub crawl?
Monetizing my hobby. Put you down for the first tour, sir.
You couldn't drag me. But as you're in the vicinity, why don't you pop round?
Where?
Here.
Your office?
Who else's?
You normally put the lights out and pretend you're not in.
Providing you don't try to sell me Lucky Heather or a copy of The Watchtower, there's something I want to discuss with you.
Not even a monsoon stops millennials walking the streets, eyes glued to their phones.
Ow!
As I couldn't possibly get any wetter, I played a game I call Walk the Line.
Ow!
The rules are simple. Choose a street.
Ow!
And without malice or aggression, walk a straight line from A to B.
Ow!
Counting the number of screen zombies who bump into you along the way.
Sorry.
5 points for an ow, and 10 points for a sorry. Top score to date, 45, not including the angry commuter who yelled,
"Look where you're going!"
Then collided with a food delivery cyclist who shouldn't have been on the pavement in the first place. Schadenfreude or Darwinian natural selection? It restored my faith in universal karma.
Okay, just tell Nina I'm sending someone over she should see. I'll call you back. Come.
Charles Paris for you.
Thanks, Izzy. Come in, Charles. Take a seat.
I'm wet.
Don't undersell yourself.
Soaking.
So second thoughts, maybe stand. I don't want you staining my Vasili.
Well, that makes two of us.
It's a Bauhaus original. You'll ruin the leather.
How about I just stand here and drip on your carpet?
It's Persian.
Let me hang your jacket to dry.
Thanks, very nice.
Would you like to hang on to your whiskey?
It's medicinal.
Of course it is.
I had a cold.
Of course you did.
Would you like anything else? Tea, coffee, water?
Something for that cold. A nice hot chockey. Throw caution to the wind, Izzy. Two hot chocolates from the posh place round the corner. Coco Chanel.
A Channel Coca.
That's the one. Nothing but the very best for my very special clients.
Oh, who's coming in?
Loving the banter, guys.
Charles and I can banter for England. We're bros, innit, Charles? My brother from another mother.
He got all the money, I kept my hair.
You guys. Channel Coca do non-dairy chocolate with oat milk if you're vegan.
I'm not vegan.
Charles is very much whatever the opposite of vegan is.
Cool, cool, cool. And that's ordered.
Already?
I've got an app.
Izzy's got an app for everything.
Saves so much time.
Can you get Morris an app to save my career?
There's technology, then there are miracles.
OK, I'll leave you guys to your bants and I'll bring the chocks through when they arrive. Oh, I've updated your diary, Morris. Mm-hmm. So your 4 o'clock's now a 3 and your 5:30's a 4, which gives you time to get over to the National for pre-show drinks with Roots.
Wow, she's good.
PhD in medieval history from Oxford.
What's she doing ordering drinking chocolate for you?
Brexit.
What isn't?
Take a bean bag. It's water resistant.
I could never get the hang of these in the 70s.
Where do you stand on sprinkles? I forgot to ask if you wanted them.
I'm not 8, Morris.
Just looking after my favourite client.
What's going on?
Going on?
Inviting me into your inner sanctum, offering me hospitality. This is starting to freak me out.
2 hot chocolates.
Wow, that was fast.
I was at uni with a woman who runs Channel Coca. She even threw in a couple of gluten-free brownies. If you need me, I'll be syncing your database.
That's what 50 grand of student loan gets you. But enough of this jollity. Did you or did you not say you were the triple threat? Act, sing, dance.
Quadruple if you include my cooking skills.
Yeah, it's not MasterChef, but there is a new show looking for a mature actor who can sing and dance.
Oh, my actual non-specific deity, a musical.
Don't get too excited.
It's a musical.
It's not a lead.
It's a musical.
It's an ensemble part.
Oh.
Plus understudy.
Well, better than advertising a spring-loaded armchair for the elderly gent.
Well, now, rehearsals have started, but there have been a few glitches.
Glitches?
Oh, there are always teething problems in these big productions. The thing is, an opening came up and I gave you the hard sell. They're trying out some technical stuff tomorrow, so I said you'll pop along so they can hear you sing.
Sing what?
Well, something in your comfort zone. You know the score.
Actually, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, that's confidential till you sign the contract. But Evie Robbs has written the book of the show and Nina Lamb's directing.
Weren't they the team behind the Derek Hatton musical?
Militant, yes. They're creating a niche in political biodramas with contemporary resonances.
Is that what this is?
You're not to breathe a word.
Cross my heart.
It's called Winnie.
The Pooh.
Spencer Churchill.
Right. Who's playing Winnie?
What?
Exactly.
Chris Watts.
I know. Pass the spatula.
Chris Watts, a comic.
The stand-ups shall inherit the earth. This week he's mostly being an actor. Next week he'll be on Question Time. The week after that, Bishop of Bath and Wells. In the past year, Chris Watts hosted an American chat show, published a novel, put his name on a children's book, ghosted a memoir and featured on a single with Stormzy.
I love the way you say Stormzy.
If Chris Watt breaks wind, Front Row review it.
I've just Googled him.
I thought you were just bored with my rant.
When that happens, I leave the room. Looks like Chris Watt went to stage school.
That figures.
So judgmental.
If I get into a musical, I frankly don't care if it stars Next Door's Cat.
Wonder if he can act.
I'll let you know if I get the job.
Choose a show song. And if you want me to hear you, give me a yell.
And if one day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum who sings for women of great virtue, I'd sing to them with a guitar I borrowed from a coffee bar. Well, what you don't know doesn't hurt you.
It's hurting me.
My name would be Antonio.
Okay, Antonio, I'll give you my name, rank, and serial number.
Someday.
Enough! Stop already!
All right, thank you for your support.
You'll need a surgical support if you keep that up. I thought you were going to have a stroke. What has that song ever done to you for you to do that to it?
How about a little constructive criticism?
Try the theme tune from Dad's Army.
I knew I shouldn't have asked you for your input.
I gave you my input.
A show song.
You're auditioning for a show, aren't you?
I don't know any show songs.
I do.
Great, you audition tomorrow morning.
I'm learning to rumba tomorrow morning.
This is going to be a disaster. It's my own fault for telling Morris to get me a proper job. I should accept that I'm the go-to geriatric for daytime ads.
Rubbish.
Musical theatre's a whole different game.
Don't be defeatist.
They're a specialist breed.
Nonsense. You were in Rock Follies.
A Cough and a Spit in 1976. I played a roadie in Love with Julie Covington.
I've got it. Where's my phone?
You've got Rock Follies on your phone.
Not Rock Follies, Follies.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm up to Sondheim.
There's a song that could have been written for you. Here, track 10.
Isn't that for a woman?
Hey, kid. Do you want to be noticed or not?
Well, I'm not sure about this, Mr. Ziegfeld.
Trust me. You're going out there a youngster from Tufnell Park, but you're coming back a star.
As requested, I arrived bright and early at the disused power station where Winnie was rehearsing. I wasn't naive enough to expect glitz, glamour, teeth and smiles, but I immediately sensed tension and storm clouds gathering.
Guys, I'd like to run the descent again as quickly as possible.
A complicated flying rig had been set up and three small figures were being strapped in some 30 feet above the director's head.
Nina?
Yes?
I'm Charles. Hang on.
Jed? Oh.
Yeah?
Remember the sequence this time, yeah?
Yeah.
Chris first, followed by Mark and Trevor.
Got it.
You said that last time.
Having done a bit of stage management in my student days, I felt for poor beleaguered Jed.
Hello?
Sorry, me?
Yes.
I thought you were still talking to Jed.
Maisie, please tell me it's good news. But I told... I mean, how many times do I have to... Okay, do what you can and keep me in the loop. Sorry about that.
Me?
Yes, are you the parachute guy?
Parachute? No, my name's Charles and I...
No, they can't have an interview. No, they cannot sit in on rehearsals. And to avoid further embarrassment, please don't ask me again. Yes?
Me again?
Sorry, it's like this at the moment. Which is to say, 24-7. You were saying? Yes, Maisie. Hospital? What do you mean, shot? How did he get himself shot, for God's sake? We've got a show to... Yes, obviously it's awful. Of course it's awful. Can he still play? No, he can't play. Of course he can't play, sorry. Send some flowers and a basket of muffins. We'll send him... What can gluten intolerance eat?
You can get gluten-free brownies.
Can you? Yeah. Maisie, make it flowers, gluten-free brownies and a card signed by everyone in the company. Then get another rehearsal pianist today. Can you believe? My pianist was cycling in and got caught up in a drive-by. I tell you, this city's turning into the Wild West. I don't suppose you play the piano.
Chopsticks.
You play the chopsticks?
I don't play the chopsticks. I can play chopsticks on the piano. It's a simple tune. If you give me a number, I'll do it.
Well, I don't know her number. Her number's on the phone. I just hurled across the room.
Right.
Sorry. Who did you say you were?
Charles Paris. I was told to learn a song and come here for 9 o'clock.
Can you sing a cappella?
I'll give it a go if you've got the lyrics.
Can you sing without a pianist?
Well, I never have one in the shower, so yeah.
Jed, when you're ready, I'll be in the green room.
OK.
Follow me, Charles.
And I'm here. Look who's here. I'm still here.
now?
If you want low key, how about Bob Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue?
No, I mean, I don't think it'll be necessary.
Right, that bad?
No, it was great, Charles, really. Committed.
Is that committed as in good or committed as in the guy ought to be committed?
Definitely in the good camp.
Well, that's something.
Did your agent explain what's happened?
He said you had some production glitches.
Yeah, he could say that. This show's giving Macbeth a run for its money. We lost the first Viscount Allenbrook last week when a Deliveroo moped ran over his foot.
Ignominious injury for a field marshal.
Yeah, we've already had more than our fair share of accidents on this show.
Well, I'd be honoured to fill the boots of a chief of the Imperial General Staff.
He was important during the war, but unfortunately for you, he plays a minor role in this show.
That's fine. Morris told me it's an ensemble show.
Yeah, we'd also need you to understudy Stafford Cripps.
Obviously, Attlee was my man, but Cripps is cool.
A phrase I didn't expect to hear when I came into work this morning.
What have I missed?
Charles singing.
So, not much.
Oh, I like him already. Chris.
Charles.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know you've done like a million plays in Shakespeare and whatnot, but can I just say, I bloody love that walk-in bath.
Seriously?
Yeah. When you say, go on, you know you want to, it cracks me up. Gets me every time. Seriously. Comedy gold. How's your singing?
Ask Nina.
Very good. Shouldn't you be rehearsing the parachute drop?
There's something wrong with Clement Attlee's harness.
Again?
Yeah, it's a loose tension bolt, whatever that is. Anyway, they sent us for tea, so I thought I'd say hi. Can you dance, Charles?
Dance?
He knows it's a musical, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
So you can dance?
Your agent said you could dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Charles will be playing Alan Brooke and understudying Stafford Cripps, who isn't in any of the big numbers.
Yet.
Chris?
The thing about this show, Charles, is very much a work in progress.
I wouldn't say very much.
I would, and I've had a couple of new ideas.
Yeah, great. Look, the thing is...
I'll talk you through them later.
We haven't got time to keep adding new numbers, Chris.
On the other hand, we don't want to spoil the ship.
The clock's ticking.
Nina?
We can't keep changing.
Nina, it's fine.
I'd seen Above the Title stars throw their weight around before, and it's uncomfortable to watch. But Chris's name was carrying the show. Also, he was bound to be on a box office percentage. Unlike my equity minimum.
Can you jive? Here's a heads up. Learn. Right. Oh, agent. Welcome aboard, Charles. Yes, Kyle, what can I do you for?
Does that mean...
Welcome to Winnie.
You're sure he meant jive?
What else could he mean?
Well, there was a lot of swing dances at that period. Jitterbug, Lindy Hop. Jesus is teaching me to shag.
What a friend you have in Jesus.
The shag's a variation on the swing theme.
Well, Chris didn't ask me to shag. He asked if I could jive, and I can't do either.
They'll teach you.
Yeah, I suppose.
What?
Well, when it comes to dancing, I'm okay doing my own thing.
Debatable.
But this is different. There are rules.
Yes, there are.
There are moves.
Yes, there are.
You can't just throw a few shapes and hope for the best.
No, you can't.
So I was wondering...
Is this a cry for help?
Well...
What about the jokes? What about sequins and lycra and men with no body hair?
Okay, I apologise.
What's in it for me?
You mean apart from getting physical with me?
Yeah, kind of been there, done that.
Cheers.
If I scratch your back, you're going to have to scratch mine.
I'm as open-minded as the next man who lived through the permissive society, but scratching...
My dance class is holding a competition.
Whoa there, lady.
It'll be fun.
For you.
And you. Say yes, and we can start right now.
I won't have to wax.
No.
And definitely no spray tan.
No one was orange in the 1940s.
You're on.
Good.
How about we start with the shag?
You're not up to it.
I'll be the judge of that.
We start as we mean to go on with a jive.
In case I was called upon to dance, I bought an item called warm-up trousers, which I paired with trainers and a Who Live at Leeds t-shirt for good luck. Ready for Winston's big push, I arrived bright and early at the rehearsal rooms.
Is it Charles?
Yes.
How, Stafford Cripps?
Hi.
Trevor Rhodes, in real life.
Good to meet you, Trevor.
Welcome to the Ministry of Mayhem.
Really?
Well, ordered chaos.
Why?
Well, I don't want to put the wind up you on your first day.
Well, I'd better know what I've let myself in for.
Where do I start? We've had accidents, cast members, hospitalists.
I heard about the rehearsal pianist.
That was random, as my kids say. Then there's Chris.
Bit full on.
That's the polite term.
Oh, what are you two plotting? Mark.
Charles.
If we worked together, weren't you in an episode of The Willoughby?
In case I was in any doubt, Mark Spelthorne was reminding me that he was one of the stars of The Willoughby, a high-budget Sunday night period melodrama set in an exclusive Mayfair hotel where the aristocratic smart set mingled with ruffians, gangsters and lowlives. He was one of those improbably handsome, no, pretty actors who always get to play officer-class heroes or caddish bad boys in exquisitely tailored costumes.
We should get you into the show.
As if he had any sway in casting. I caught a fleeting eye roll from Trevor, who had obviously heard him big-timing himself before.
Get your agent to call Susie, the casting director, and mention my name.
Trevor was now making a discreet but obscene hand gesture behind Mark's back.
So, Charles, what do you think of our Prime Minister?
Don't get me started. Sure, the withdrawal agreement was never going to be a piece of cake, but...
I meant Churchill.
Oh!
Brave choice for the part, wouldn't you say?
I've got a feeling you might surprise us all.
Morning, everyone. This is your stage manager calling.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jed.
We've done some overnight adjustments, so could I have Chris, Trevor and Mark to run the parachute drop again?
At a time of global chaos, the show was highly stylized and designed to cash in on nostalgia for a time when the leaders of this once great country appeared to be in control. Well, you can't go wrong with people in hats, and if you can have heritage tomatoes and heritage potatoes, why not heritage musical theatre?
OK, Jed?
Any second now.
The parachute drop was going to happen in a Battle of Britain number called First of the Few.
Just give me a shout!
30 feet above us, Churchill, Cripps, Attlee and other members of the coalition government were harnessed up and ready for their parachute descent.
Quiet, please!
All good here.
And go, Parachute One!
Chris, centre stage as Winston, began his slow descent in a stylized version of a parachute jump.
Go, Parachutes Two and Three!
Above and from either side came Mark as Attlee and Trevor as Cripps.
Nice and slow. That's it, looking good. You're right, Trevor.
Get him down! Get him down. Oh, for God's sake, someone get him down!
Oh, somebody help him! Oh, my God!
Trevor,
while Churchill dangled overhead, I joined Nina and Attlee and we stood over Stafford Cripps, writhing on the floor, clutching his leg.
Someone call an ambulance! Quickly!
In 24 hours, I'd gone from out-of-work actor to understudy to Minister of Aircraft Production and a member of Churchill's War Cabinet. A career trajectory Boris Johnson could only dream of.
In episode one of Charles Paris, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Chris Watt was Nigel Lindsay, Nina Lamb, Claire Corbett, Trevor Rhodes, Michael Burtonshaw, Mark Spelthorne, Christopher Harper, Izzy, Frenchie Webb, and Jed, Ronnie Duty. Star Trap was written by Jeremy Front, based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director was Mary Peat, and the producer was Sally Avens.